The crackdown on impaired driving is ramping up right now as we quickly approach the holiday weekend. And while most people know that drunk driving is illegal, less people are aware that the same applies to cannabis in your system. Though some question how law enforcement actually enforces state law.
They're still using their training for alcohol intoxicated driving, and it's not the same. So I find that to be very interesting. If I'm representing somebody and I see that the police are providing the same field sobriety tests that are used for alcohol, it just demonstrates to me that they just don't really understand, and that really they just haven't been provided the proper training.
Barton Morris is principal attorney at the Cannabis Legal Group. Since Michigan's cannabis laws changed a few years back, data from Michigan State Police shows a 140% increase in total crashes involving marijuana use. Should you be driving this holiday weekend with marijuana in your system? The holiday weekend is always synonymous with a crackdown on impaired driving, but a local attorney tells us that driving drunk and driving with cannabis in your system, they're not always the same thing.
The behaviors are completely different, but the police don't treat that differently. They treat them all the same, and that's a problem. And quite frankly, I think it causes an unfair increase in the amount of drugged driving or marijuana impaired driving arrests.
Barton Morris, principal attorney at the Cannabis Legal Group. Now, a couple of years back when Michigan's cannabis laws changed, since then, data from Michigan State Police is now showing us a 140% increase in total crashes involving marijuana use.